Now back to Tim Carter's Ask the Builder on WGRR.
Yes, it's Tim Carter, and this is Ask the Builder on WGRR. And coming up in just about 15 minutes, Denny McCune, and he's going to answer all your gardening questions. So, you know, you're going to want to stay tuned for that. Let's go right now, though, talk to Ray. Hey, Ray, it's Tim Carter. Sure is great having you on the Ask the Builder show here on WGRR. How you doing, Ray?
Pretty good. How are you?
Excellent, buddy. What's the word?
Well, I'm re-roofing my house. I'm stripping off the plywood and because it's bad, and going to re-shingle it, add insulation to the attic. And I was getting into the venting, you know, attic venting. And you see shingle over ridge vents and power roof ventilators and, you know, all that kind of good stuff. And I was just wondering what your take on that was.
Okay. The whole ridge venting thing was a big it's just been the rage for the last 20 years. And the longer that that rage goes on, the less enthralled I am with it. I'm not saying it's bad. My mantra has always been, the more ventilation you can give a roof, the better it is. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So the trouble is that if you think that those ridge vents are really doing a superb job of ventilating, and that's really kind of the marketing that they've always been sold underneath, it's a huge mistake, because they're not. I mean, they don't do a bad job, but if you want to get air out of your roof, I mean, out of your attic, then you want it to be really moving. I mean, it's almost like you want a breeze up in there, not a windstorm, but you want air moving. And I have found nothing more effective than the old-fashioned Whirlybird turbine vents. They're inexpensive. They work. They look ugly, but they work. So I'm a big fan of those. The power ventilators, I'm not such a big fan of, unless, because of a number of reasons. Number one, eventually you're going to have to replace it because, you know, the motor is going to burn up. They use electricity. I mean, you know, so you're gonna, you know, it's gonna affect your utility bill. And if you don't have excellent intake air, these power ventilators move so much air that they actually can create a vacuum in an attic, and they actually pull air conditioned air out of your house up into your attic. You know, which really starts to cost you some money. You know, because your air conditioner actually works harder. You know, because if you're pulling air-conditioned air, you know, through, you know, up into the attic, you know what happens. That means that to offset that negative air pressure, hot, humid air has to enter the house somewhere else.
Right.
Okay, so, but those turbine vents don't do that. So is there a way that on the back of the house, a couple of places on your roof, you can put two or three of those $50 turbine vents?
Oh yeah, it's not a problem because I'm redoing the whole thing.
Yeah, so just get two. I mean, they'll help you with the sizing. It depends on the diameter of the Whirlybird, you know, as to how much air it moves. But I've got a column on my website about these things. If you just go to askthebuilder.com and type in turbine, just T-U-R-B-I-N-E in the search engine, that column will come right up, and you would be shocked how many cubic feet of air per minute those things can move. I mean, they can move a lot of air.
Okay.
And so that's what I would put on. I'm actually writing an ebook about how to put them on. I'm actually putting one of those turbine vents. If you're a regular listener to the show, you know I've been talking about my garden shed that I'm building, and on that garden shed I'm putting a turbine vent.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so they're just wonderful. And a place here in town that I'd love to buy them from, because he sells the best ones, is a place over in Oakley called Roofing Distributing. In my opinion, probably the best brand. It's called Lamanco, L-O-M-A-N-C-O.
Okay.
Lamanco. They make a great turbine vent. Anything right. else?
No, that should take care of me.
So you can, you know, and just make sure that you have plenty of soffit ventilation, you know, so that the cooler air can kind of come in from below, and then the hot air goes out the top.
Well, yeah, I'm going to replace the do all new vinyl soffits.
Yeah.
It's, each panel has got slots in it. You can't see it the way that soffit's made, but you know
they're there. Yeah, that's a great idea. And just make sure. I'm telling you, those turbine vents really work. They work really, really well.
Okay.
All right, pal.
Great.
Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
All right. Bye bye.